attempted to do a podcast here.
Attempt.
We've never, ever done a podcast. I've never done a podcast. Priscilla, you've never done one, right?
I've never done one.
I barely listen to podcasts. My wife actually got me started on these things, but I kind of am on the bandwagon now.
What are you listening to?
I am listening to a lot of just like radio people that I know from, like, they have their own podcasts already. I like a lot of hiking podcasts because I like the outdoor stuff, but more on that in just a bit. First off, let's introduce ourselves here. My name's AJ. I do the morning show here on Warm 106.9 in Seattle. I've been here several years, and I know the highlight of my day is when Priscilla walks in and she gives me the eye roll.
My good morning eye roll.
Yes, eye roll, because of something that I either have done or will be doing later in the day. But yes, this is Priscilla. Good morning, Priscilla.
Good morning, AJ. Thanks for having me here.
So tell everyone who you are and what you do. And
yeah, so my name is Priscilla. I am the promotions coordinator here at Warm 106.9, which basically means that I spend all my days telling AJ what to do on his show every morning.
And then when she comes in, I'm usually filling her in on the things that I forgot to do, or B, didn't really want to do, but pretended like I forgot to do.
So now I'm finding out the truth.
Full disclosure. But yeah, so I do the morning show. I've been at Warm for, hard to believe I've been here almost 5 years now.
Wow, good for you.
I'm married. And I have a four-year-old son. He just turned four recently, Max, who I know you love.
Of course I do. I adore that kid.
Max is also a big fan of Priscilla because you give him a bunch of free stuff.
See, I know a way to a child's heart.
I really genuinely think the kid loves you, but I think the fact that you give him free stuff enhances that love
even
more.
Right. I don't see him as often, so I'm like, hey, slide this on over to Max, will ya?
Let's see. What else can I say about myself? Just to kind of so people know who we are, introduce ourselves a little bit. I love the great outdoors. We were talking about the hiking podcast I like to listen to. One of the things that I really want to do eventually at some point in time when I have a free 4 months maybe, is to do the Pacific Crest Trail from point A to point B, which is
really
the
cool.
Mexico, U.S. border down by Tijuana all the way up to Vancouver, past the British Columbia border with Washington. So I'd like to do that one day.
I would not.
Priscilla's like, I hiked a mile today. I was like, well, that's good. It's a start.
I took the stairs yesterday.
Hey,
I think
that's
the most I'm going to do.
It's a hike, and we are on the fifth floor, and really the seventh floor, because we parked two floors underneath. So if you're taking the stairs, that's seven floors you're taking.
Yeah, so I'm taking stairs up one parking garage and then the elevator. I don't know why you're thinking that I'm doing this whole trek here.
Those are really, really baby steps. All right, so that's a little bit of who we are. We'll expand more, too, as we get through on this podcast thing. But, of course, it's Monday, February 25th. Today is I'm excited about it because I love clam chowder. It's National Clam Chowder Day.
Is it really?
It is. And I am going to be going to the place that I enjoy clam chowder the most, which is Duke's Chowder House.
Yes.
Shout out. Thank you very much. I like the location over on Alki Beach. But and speaking of food, though, you said you were going to bring some food into me, maybe? I don't see any food in here. What's going on with that?
So I got hungry before I got in here.
Oh, you're serious?
I'm sorry.
Where did you go over the weekend? Well, you said you were going to bring me some food.
Oh, so I went to the Seattle Food and Wine Experience, Wine and Food Experience. There was food and there was wine.
Okay.
So both those words are in the title. And I got to tell you, AJ, I was eating way above my pay grade this weekend.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that a good feeling when you can eat like that and not have to worry about, like, the financial part of it?
Oh, totally. Totally. You walk in and it was just kind of the aroma. I was like, oh, I smell like I don't need to be here.
Right. And that, on a token, sometimes it's like when you go somewhere for dinner and then you open the menu and you see the prices, you're like, what am I doing here?
It's I'm having appetizers for dinner.
And you look for like the cheapest thing on the menu. It's such a horrible feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But this was not that. It was you walk in, you get to eat a bunch of food, drink a bunch of wine, and it's just people bombarding you, handing you food. You don't even want it. But
like samples? Just like samples, right?
They were kind of sample size, but they were fancy samples. So Duke's was there. Duke's
was
handing out some chowder.
Oh, man, they're chowder.
And
they're sourdough.
Don't get me started on their sourdough.
Yeah. So where was this?
This was on Pier 66 at the Bell Harbor Conference
Downtown.
Center. Yeah.
Very nice. See, I like going going to the chowder house there after, like, on Alki Beach when you're mm-hmm. like this time of year when it's cold and you're on the beach, you're just kind of hanging out there and you get to go inside, warm up with some chowder and that warm sourdough bread. Oh man.
It's
talking,
really great.
Talking about it here is making me really hungry. But yeah, thanks for bringing in the food and the wine. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Because Priscilla was like on Friday, she's like, oh yeah, you know, we're talking about, you know, doing the podcast and, you know, starting that up. And she's like, yeah, I'll have some food for you to sample. I'm like, oh, great. This will be super. I can talk about food, but no food for AJ.
You Priscilla. Must have misread my text because really what I was planning on was just describing all of the wonderful food I had to you.
All right. So that was, I would have to say, that would be the highlight of your weekend, would you say?
I would say so,
is there another highlight you'd like to share? Or?
You know.
If not, that's okay because that's a great highlight.
Well, here's the thing is I'm quite the opposite of you. You're about the great outdoors. I'm about the great indoors.
Yeah, that's the way my wife is, too. Yeah. She would prefer to stay and read a book and work on a quilt.
Yes.
She's a crafter. She likes to work on quilts. But me, I do like to be outside.
See, I'm more of a sitter. I'm not a crafter. I'm just
that's
a sitter.
That's okay.
Yeah.
and binge on Netflix.
Exactly. That's my life.
What are you binging on these days?
Right now, I'm not going to lie. They put Jeopardy on Netflix, so.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah. So I've been binge watching Jeopardy, which is a really strange and old sentence, I guess.
You know what? You think about Jeopardy and how long that's been going on. Alex Trebek has been hosting it.
Yeah.
I remember I was in grade school and that was on. And I'm 45. And I was in grade school when that show started.
Yeah.
So I'm old and that show is old too. But it stood the test
of
time.
Old enough to be on Netflix now.
Yes, it is. It's crazy when you think about it. Okay, so pretty good highlight for you. My highlight over the weekend, actually a couple. I got two. One was thank you very much for the Daniel Tiger neighborhood tickets. We were at the beautiful Paramount Theater in Seattle. This place is incredibly awesome. It's so beautiful inside there. Have you ever been?
Historic. Absolutely.
You've been? Okay, we were there in my 7 years of living here one time.
Really?
And it was like right when we moved here. So up until last week when we went to see PJ Masks and then this week, Daniel Tiger, I've been there more times in the last week than I was in the past 7 years. So that was a pretty good highlight. And then the other highlight for me was I bought my first chainsaw.
What an adult thing to do, AJ.
I was adulting in a big way. I bought my first chainsaw, and, you know, with all the storms we've been having, especially with the ice and the snow, and it was pretty scary because we have a huge pine tree in our front yard.
Oh, yeah.
So there were branches like the size of little trees that were falling and cracking outside of our house, and I mean, it was pretty scary. And then a couple weeks ago when I went outside, I saw the pile of stuff, the pile of crap that was just laying there.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I don't have a chainsaw. So I borrowed my neighbor's for a bit. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be doing this for a while. So I got to break down and buy one. And I did. So that was the highlight of my weekend outside of the stuff with the boy. But the low light of the weekend was when I broke the chainsaw.
You broke it.
I bought it on Friday. I broke it on Saturday. Although it wasn't broken. It got caught in a piece of wood. Uh-huh. Big log that fell. And it was stuck, like the chain got stuck. So I didn't want to pull it out too hard, but I had to yank it because it was stuck in there. So the chain came off, and then once I got the chain off, I had to take the whole thing apart. And if you know something about me, which you'll get to know eventually, is that I am a very unhandy man. My wife is the handyman of the house.
Okay.
And I was trying to fix this thing, and to my credit, and my 4-year-old is out there with me. He's like, Daddy, did you break the chainsaw? I was like, yes, I broke the chain. I said, it's not broken. I just got to find a way to get the chain on. So I took the guts off and I got it back on and it works, but the chain's a little loose. So I'm a little leery to use that thing with the chain a little loose. So I may need to get some help. But yeah, I was all excited to use my chainsaw. I used it for like 45 minutes and that happened and that was it.
Did you just sit there and say, you had one job?
One job. So I got to go to Home Depot and see if the expert, I'll leave it to the experts to fix that. So
I think that's a good idea.
But I feel like a real adult now. I have my own chainsaw.
I mean, never did I think I'm not grown up enough to own a chainsaw yet. I really got to figure my life out first.
Anyone who knows me knows, oh my God, they're letting him have a chainsaw. It is a dangerous thing right there. So that was it. Highlights. Not too many lowlights for me. It was a good weekend. Pretty excited about the sunny weather we're supposed to have this week.
Yeah.
We got like a whole week of sun.
I'm so looking forward to that. I need some vitamin D in my
life. Yeah. I don't think we've had that since like September.
No.
It's going to feel really good.
If anything.
And it's going to be a little chilly, but it's just nice to see the blue sky and the sunshine.
Yeah.
I love it. Oscars. Everyone's talking about the big duet. Did you watch the Oscars last night?
I did not watch the Oscars.
I'm not a big award show fan, and I'm not going to pretend like I did watch the Oscars, and I'm not going to pretend like I loved it because I didn't really watch it. But I was on social media. I saw everyone buzzing about this duet with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's right. I was seeing that too.
Yeah, so I checked that out, and it really is. And when it comes to that song, I don't even know the name of it right now. Shallow,
yeah.
Right? I like it. It's okay. I mean, it's not. I don't think it's fantastic, but their version of it last night was really, really, really impressive. I thought.
It was very. I watched the video this morning. It was very raw and real, and that goes straight into this chemistry that everybody's talking about with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper that's making people like perk up a little bit and also slightly uncomfortable.
Well, I think a lot of people are saying, well, how can they have that chemistry and not be dating?
That's
the thing. How can they not be dating?
Yeah. I mean, have you seen the way she looks at him during interviews and everything? It's like, something's happening there.
You know how they do the, you've seen the memes like, you know, I want so-and-so to look at me like I want my loved one to look at me like this dog looks at this piece of candy or something.
Yeah,
So that might be a new meme.
Oh, it definitely is.
Coming sooner than later.
After last night.
But yeah, I'm not really, big on the award shows, but I thought that was pretty cool. And here's something too that I wanted to bring up before, We take a break. I talked about this on the show a little bit today, and I thought it was pretty nasty. Colgate, the toothpaste, they did a study.
Okay.
And they said that 1 in 3 people, I'm going to make sure I get this right, 1 in 3 people said that 2 to 3 times a week they forget to brush their teeth.
Excuse me?
2 to 3 times a week. 1 in 3 people. This is a lot of people.
Yeah.
And this was done by, you know, Colgate, legit, you know. They'd say they forget to brush your teeth 2 to 3 times a week. I don't know how you forget to brush your teeth. I mean, we're all busy. I get it.
Sure.
But there's certain things I think that you kind of like, you don't forget to do. And that's one of them.
Right. That's part of my morning routine. I would never walk out the door without brushing my teeth.
I don't understand how that works. But that's just one of the things that we're going to bring up today. There's a few more. Oh, so many more as we're just getting started on the podcast, which we don't even have a name for.
It's the Nameless Podcast.
It is the Nameless Podcast, which we will actually come to name eventually. And thank you so much for giving us a shot, and we hope to entertain you. And we'll be back. It's AJ and
Priscilla.
We're back after this. Now, this would be where we normally have a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which should be Duke's at this point.
Oh, I think Duke's Chowder House could be it. I'd like to have, I think if I could pick a sponsor, I would like to have like someone like REI.
Oh, yeah.
For me, and maybe they could allow me to go on a shopping spree.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get it.
Who would you like to have as a sponsor?
If you could pick
a sponsor, who would you like to have right here sponsoring
right
this podcast?
Here, right
that
now.
We don't even have a name for right now.
Oh, my gosh.
So self-theoretical.
I would say, let's do like Wingstop.
Oh, there you go.
Like unlimited wings.
I could do Wingstop, too.
Yeah.
I like the hotter, the better for me.
See, I'm more of like the, I like a little bit of spice, but I like stuff that's just cheesy and crispy. So the Parmesan garlic ones that they have.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. We get we usually get the Blazin. We get the, not the Blazin, that's Buffalo Wild Wings. But the hottest.
Don't get that mixed up.
The hottest of the hot. And then we like the garlic Parmesan and then like the lemon pepper, I think is another one. But yeah, Wingstop would be a good one too.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. Anything else? What else would I like to have as a sponsor? Yeah. Like to have maybe the Seahawks and the Sounders.
Okay,
like
we're going big.
Yeah, like they need
every
to advertise
dream down the line. Yeah,
because they need to advertise with us. But sports. While we're on the topic of sports, I know you're a big baseball fan.
That's right.
And I like baseball. I love baseball. Don't get me wrong. I played it all my life. I think it's probably the least of my favorites of all the sports. But I know you're a big M's fan.
Mm-hmm.
Spring training's underway. You fired up for the season?
I am very excited. What, we're just over 30 days till opening day?
March 28th, they open in Japan? I think they open the season in Japan this year.
Yeah, so they do their preseason in Japan this year, and then the home opener is actually, for the first time in a while, it's their first game is actually home. So it's going to be a really big deal.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought the regular season was in Japan. Like the first regular season series against the A's, I think it is in Japan. Or maybe that was exhibition still.
Something
but regardless,
like that,
they're going to be starting up here really soon. A lot of new players.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of guys. No more Robinson Cano. Mm-mm. No more Nelson Cruz.
I could not believe we got rid of Boomstick.
No more Edwin Diaz.
Yep.
I think that's going to be the one that hurts him the most. I think so. Because he saved so many games last year.
Yeah.
He would come in and just slam the door. He had like 50 saves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he broke a record. If he didn't, it was really close.
Yeah. I'm not sure if he broke a record. That one I'm going to have to look into.
So it's going to be a year in transition for the Mariners. That is for sure. But the most important thing that I think about going to a baseball game, what's your favorite food to eat at the ballpark?
Oh, man. Okay. So we've got to go with like the big pretzels with the beer cheese. That's a must.
I don't think I've ever had the beer cheese.
Really?
Is it just cheese made out of beer?
I don't know. I feel like the word beer is just put in there for people to buy it when it's just like, you know, Tostino's opened up and dumped in. But
now, do you do the garlic fries that you can smell like 18 sections away?
Man, so I love the garlic fries. Uh-huh. Every single game I go to.
Speaking of brushing
baseball.
Your teeth, yeah. You better brush your teeth after that.
Again, part of my morning routine. But Sounders games, Seahawks games, M's games, always get the garlic fries.
And then
always.
I tried them one time. That's just too much. It's too, like, I eat them. I'm like, oh, I can't eat more than, like, two bites.
Yeah, but that's why they give you the apple.
Yeah, I guess so. Honestly, the apple, it helps a little bit. But, man, it's just like, I taste those garlic fries for, like, 5 days.
Yeah.
No matter how many times I brush my teeth, I, like, brush my tongue. And my,
Yeah.
It's like, I can't get the taste out of there. But yeah, I like the, did you do the grass? They came up with the fried grasshoppers.
I did that once and the flavor of it, like the seasoning was awesome, but I could not get past feeling the legs, like not crawling because they're obviously not alive,
right. but
it felt like
sure.
it. Yeah.
I can't do things with legs. I can't do things that like insects like that. I only went to one Mariners game last year.
Yeah.
I really like the burgers. I'm pretty old school, basic when it comes to that. I don't like to try a bunch of crazy stuff, but I think I do want to try some of the new stuff on the menu. I don't have it off the top of my head, but I was glancing at it recently, and there's some new additions this year that actually look pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'd be kind of cool to see the new players too. I'll be anxious to see how they do.
Yeah, we've got his name is totally leaving me right now, but we've got a really big deal. Left-hand pitcher coming on with us.
I think we got him from the Yankees.
Yeah.
And that's good because I think anybody who plays for the New York Yankees, even if they're like from the AAA team, they're probably better than most major league players.
Yeah, I would say so.
So I think I'm pretty excited about him too. I know they got like three or four young guys like that.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to see some new guys develop and see how they do here. And
yeah, it should be a really great season. Mm-hmm. We're expecting some good stuff.
And then we got a new season kicking off for the Sounders on Saturday nights.
That's right, which you're a big fan of.
I am a big fan of the Sounders. I never really followed soccer until I moved to Seattle.
Really?
Never really followed it that much. I always respected the sport, watched it on occasion, but I came here and I went to a Sounders game. It was like the first week I lived here, and a buddy of mine said, you know, you got to go check out Sounders game. I'm like, it's soccer. I was like, all right, let's go. We checked it out. And I fell in love with it. I was hooked from that point on. And they'll be hosting one of the new franchises this year, FC Cincinnati, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at CenturyLink Field. So Jordan Morris returns. He's the big local kid from Mercer Island who tore his ACL last year. So he's back. We got a couple new guys as well, and a new jersey sponsor, which is really causing a lot of chaos amongst the Sounders faithful. Zoo Lily, are you familiar with Zoo Lily?
The online shopping store.
Yes, that's the new sponsor. Now instead of Xbox on the jerseys, I don't know if you're familiar with the jerseys, but they just have Xbox on them. But that sponsorship's over. Now they'll have Zoo Lily on the front of the
We changing the colors at
No, it's the same color. They're still rave green and blue, but we just have the new sponsor on the front. Jerseys will say Zoo Lily. A lot of people are unhappy about that.
Yeah, that's really off to me.
It's not going to make me stop watching, but I'm probably less likely to buy a jersey that has Zoo Lily on it than I would with Xbox.
I feel like you'd look really good in a Zoo Lily jersey.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. And they're unveiling the new kits later today, the new uniforms. Not sure what color they're going to be. I hope they're black. I think alternate uniforms all black with like that green on there would be stunning.
Yeah, I really like those ones.
And while we're at it, while we're talking about uniforms, can we make I think Nike makes the Seahawks uniforms. Can we please get an all black Seahawks uniform?
Man, that'd I would love that.
The just action green so stripes with the blue and the black on black with black helmets. Oh, yes. And let's get rid of the action green uniforms.
That's what I was going to say.
Please.
Let's just replace those because those are an eyesore.
Oh, I don't mind. I love the action green in moderation.
Yeah.
But I think the jerseys and the pants and the shoes, it's just too much.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to go buy myself just a full green sweatsuit and be like, put me in, coach. I'm ready.
See those things from outer space. All right. Once again, I'm AJ.
Priscilla.
And we are starting up this podcast thing, and we don't even have a name for it yet. So if you want to, you know, think of a name for our podcast, feel free to text us at 37667. I'm going to ask my mom what she thinks today.
Yeah.
See if we can get something going with her. And yeah, other than that, we're just kind of playing around, having a good time, and hopefully we're going to be able to entertain you for many, many years to come. So thank you so much for giving us a shot today. We'll talk here again soon. Bye.